Blog Talk Radio.
Time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to lift up your voice. Time to listen, to be entertained, and be enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. You're here on the online happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with the Z. The call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For everyone who is listening, for those who have heard the show before, and for those who may be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. We broadcast live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. And I want to say, because of you, the callers, because of you, the bloggers, the listeners, each week the show just gets better and better and better, and tonight will be no different. I am thoroughly excited tonight, and I couldn't wait until tonight, Wednesday, August the 4th, 2010. We are here again, ladies and gentlemen, to bring another hot show. It's hot in Texas. It's hot on the phone lines. It's just going to be hot, period, because what we're about to bring you tonight is a fantastic presentation, speaking to some very outstanding gentlemen. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we keep our subjects hot. We keep our listeners entertained. And we keep our crowd enthused. And tonight will be no different. Just stay tuned. Stay ready. And stay in tune to what's about to happen, because we're going to be talking about shadows off the court then and now, learning about what it really means to be a professional basketball player. Last week was a wonderful show. You heard the very powerful Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris come on when we talked about divorce. I said I do, but I didn't mean it. And if you did not get a chance to listen to that show, please check the podcast. Please go back to the previous shows. He was awesome. He was incredible. Last Saturday, for those of you who missed it, we did a very special show for the children and got the kids involved, because you know what? They may be small, but they have an opinion. And they talked to us about going back to school. They talked to us and told us how they really felt about going back to school. I know as parents you may have thought, well, okay, well, that's fine, that's cool. You know, I got to get them in order to get this these school supplies and whatnot. But to hear from children on how they really felt about bullies, about new beginnings, about teachers, about their classmates, that's outstanding. And we needed to hear that. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear from some very powerful people. We're going to hear from some legends. We're going to hear from some phenoms about the game of basketball. Now, your average sports talk show is going to probably give you stats and numbers and whatnot, and that's cool. You can check that on ESPN, but you're not getting the real. And why not get it more real than the image of a basketball player than to speak to the very first who stepped on the court? Now, I know some of y'all may or may not know this gentleman, but you're going to learn about him tonight. You know about Jackie Robinson. You understand that. That's a household name. But do you know about Mr. Earl Lloyd? If you don't, ladies and gentlemen, this man retired from the NBA several years ago. However, but he was the very first, I mean the first, African-American to step on the court in the NBA. Woo! I'm excited. And I can't wait for our crowd to hear from this outstanding gentleman. And we're just going to let him speak to us. And not only that, we have another outstanding gentleman that's going to talk with us too. So before I'm excited as I don't know what, ladies and gentlemen, let's just go ahead and get him on the line. You know, Mr. Lloyd, are you there? Mr. Earl Lloyd, are you there? Okay. Mr. Lloyd, how are you doing tonight?
Very good, very good. It is my privilege to have you join us here on the Heartline. So are you able to keep up and see with, you know, some of the stars of today, like, you know, LeBron James or Kobe Bryant?
Thank you. can't just kind of watch the Final Four, the ACAA tournaments. You know, kind of maybe enlighten our crowd, you know, what the difference is on that level, from the CIAA, as opposed to the collegiate level of the NCAA tournaments. Because we see a lot of March Madness and the Final Fours. You know, but that, the CIAA doesn't get maybe as much recognition.
Thank you.
And that's the way we should carry ourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the great Earl Lloyd, the very first Black
Thank you. She should have been a sports caster.
Probably she is.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Right. And you know what? That's one of the things that we tend to look at and not really pay attention to.
The show is not on the air.
Okay. Right. Right. That's not a good thing.
You don't call no. You can't call names, man. You get sued. Put the suit. We ought to go and lose. Get a suit or something from me. But I said, man, you know, you can't. Here's a guy. He's, you know, guy's a star player.
You know, one of the things but we talk about playing in the NBA, but basketball in general. You know, we get a lot of players who get the opportunity to play overseas as well. And I want to bring a caller on the line, Mr. Lloyd, also who a gentleman who has been phenomenal playing ball overseas, Mr. Bobby Hill. I mean, Bobby, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on, man?
Bobby, what's happening, man?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Everything is good. Say hi to Mr. Earl Lloyd.
How you doing, Mr. Lloyd?
How you been, man? You taking good care of yourself?
I can't complain.
And remember now, you know, when I was playing, basketball was a seasonal sport.
Really?
Now, man, you got to lift weights all year, but you got to do it because the guy you go play against is doing it. And you cannot give him edge. So you can't go to training camp. So I'm gonna get myself in shape. You got to get to training camp in shape.
Well, Bobby, I know you've played ball overseas, and Mr. Lloyd has played ball here in the United States. You know, he dealt with some tough segregation. You know, and I know you played ball overseas. Tell us a little bit about some of your basketball experience and what you've gone through and what. Some similarities or differences that you may have gone through with Mr. Lloyd?
Well, I mean, a couple of things I'm sure that all ball players have actually had to face is temptation, you know, being able to separate off-court issues with on-court issues and being able to separate the two. I think nowadays, especially athletes, man, we really have to deal with them more because we have to, I mean, you know, look at the lawsuits and things like that and repercussions that if you make the wrong decision, it could set you back for a while.
Well, you know, let me tell you, man. There's a guy playing the NBA. His name is, he's out of Houston. Calvin Murphy. You know who Calvin Murphy is, man?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of Calvin Murphy?
Yes, sir.
Calvin Murphy's 5'7", boy. You know, we used to call Calvin Murphy, man, the Tasmanian devil, boy. Man, this guy went to Niagara University, led the nation in scoring, 44 points a game, outstanding basketball player, a world champion baton twirler, so you know what kind of hands he has, you know?
Right.
This guy, man, we on a panel together, and he stands up, and I didn't know this. He said, look, he said, and it's true. Lots of times, man, men's egos get in the way. And he told these kids, said, look, my ego got in the way. He said, because I was playing in the Valley of Giants, and every night I had to prove myself in all areas that I belong up here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the mistakes I made, this guy, man, he had 14 children.
Wow. 14.
14.
You know what? Let's talk about that. I mean, Bobby, you know that there's – when did you play ball? Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, when were you playing?
I played in South America, Venezuela, Canada. I played in Mexico and then ABA.
Okay. While you were on in 14 children, that's a lot. So I'm kind of overwhelmed at that. So is this something that we're seeing nowadays too, with a lot of unplanned pregnancies and?
Well, you're gonna see it. Not of that magnitude though. Yeah. I mean that's history now. Uh-huh. I mean, 14 and then, you know, and it's, man. See, what you don't realize, man, you're gonna make good money while you're playing, but one of these days, man, you're going to have to try to send 5 or 6 kids to college. And we know if you're playing football now, if you got kids, you're talking about 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. They got a lot of years in college, man. Mm. But it's got to be done. So, well, you have to plan if you can, you know. And I know how it is in the NBA, man. I mean, they got that statement, man. I mean, you know, the life. So you got to play the whole role, man. You got to roll with the big cars and the bling and, you know, and 50 pair gym shoes and all that kind of stuff, man. I said, one of these days, I said, man, do me a favor. Just do me a favor. I said, now, I will grant you your first year. You can spend all you want to spend. Now, don't worry about it because I know you're going to buy your mama a house.
Okay.
So I don't worry about the first year. I said, but after the first year, man, you know, every game you play, convince yourself, it's your last game.
Right.
And I guarantee you, man, I mean, you're not going to need 10, 12 automobiles. You're not, I give you 2 cars. I give you your regular family car. And I give you your player card that you ought not need. I hear you.
Right on.
Man,
well,
you know, let me tell you something, man. When you've been out there, I had a teammate, God rest his soul, man, and they got in Red Rocha. Ribs out of Hawaii. And we were teammates. We were 6-year teammates. Doing all that, all those turbulent times, man, you know, when people were turning you away from restaurants and all that kind of stuff, you know. And he asked me one day, he said, Earl, he said, I just called, man, I was thinking about you, you know. He said, tell me, did we ever let you down, man, in a situation where the way we handled it, we didn't handle it right? I said, well, there's quite a few of those. I said, but I'm going to give you one of the most magnitude. Remember the game where we scheduled an exhibition game in Greenville, South Carolina in 1954? South Carolina, they still fighting the Civil War. Now, you know how it was in 54. And he said, well, what happened? I said, we scheduled a game in a place where you knew I could not play. So y'all left me home. I'm a pro athlete, man, and you leaving me home? You know, that didn't set well.
Wow.
So he said, well, how would you have handled it? I said, well, I would have handled it, man. I said,
Bobby, what about you, man? I mean, did you see anything like this playing overseas?
Well, you did, man. You did see some discrimination. It wasn't necessarily race or anything, but it was more to, like, especially in South America, Venezuela, when I went, you had to deal with you being American. And one thing about it is they either love you or they hate you. And I know some parts, you can tell that, you know, they seem like, hey, man, we all cool and everything, but when you really needed them, man, they just left you. I mean, when I say they left you, they pretty much strand you. It's like they you know, it is some good situation, I will say. But at the same time, you know, you look at it like, man, you know, kind of question the motives. It's like, okay, what's your purpose? What's the hidden agenda here? Are you doing this from the kindness of your heart, expecting nothing in return?
Right.
Are you planting a bad seed, trying to get yours off?
Okay. Now, as far as some things that may have distracted you, like, you know, was money a distraction? You know, the women, were they a distraction? You know, we talked about the stuff. We heard Mr. Lloyd talk about, you know, some of the agents watching over that money. You know, what are some of the things off the court that just kind of can shift your focus a little bit?
How business is conducted, how the lack of business and how business is conducted. Me personally, I'm used to a certain way of doing business. And when it's not conducted or you don't communicate that to me effectively, it doesn't fit with me very well. And I know I've here in the States as well as overseas. But I think overseas, just to be open and honest with you, for the most part, they tend to look after you a little bit more, especially like the minor league. They tend to look after you more where your house is paid for, your car is paid for, your food is paid for. Those things are taken away. I mean, are pretty much given to you. You know,
okay.
And the distractions? Everybody always said it.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit for the callers who don't know?
Distractions? Oh, I mean, the life. The nightlife, kind of like Kanye West said, the lights. I mean, going out, partying, drinking, all that, you know, comes with it. Girls, of course. You know, you're going to have the females that have their own agenda, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, gentlemen, I want to go to the phone lines. I know that, you know, I'm thoroughly enjoying this. 646-727-3279 is our call-in numbers. Gentlemen, I'd like some people to just maybe ask you all a few questions about what we've been talking about, and I believe we have a caller on the line that would like to chime in. Ricky, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Ricky, have you been listening to the show tonight? We're talking about shadows off the court then and now. We're talking with Mr. Earl Lloyd and Mr. Bobby Hill, who have played the game of basketball on and off the court. So what questions do you have for these gentlemen?
Well, the first question is, I was just listening to the last statement that was made about the Kanye West statement. He also stated, when you get on, we leave them for the white girls. Now, I've talked to a lot of sisters that talk to professional athletes or try to talk to professional athletes. My thing is, what do you say to sisters that feel down about themselves and feel negative about themselves that when you don't have much money, you're with them, and as soon as you start making money, you go to the NBA or you go overseas, you tend to leave the sisters alone, but you tend to migrate toward other races. My thing is, why does that happen? You know, you see that on the San Antonio Spurs. You see, like, all black players, but you see all white women. You know, why is that? And a lot of sisters want to know that. So if anyone of you can talk about it from 1950s to the 2000s, could y'all explain that to all the listeners right now? Why do professional athletes tend to leave their own race and go somewhere else?
Well, you know, it's hard to get in, and into somebody's head individually. I mean, you know, we kind of the guy that's been married up because he's married a white girl, he's got a problem. You know,
say that one more time.
The guy that marries a white woman believes he married up. Well, he thinks he's better than himself by marrying a white girl. You know, and you can't condemn him for thinking that way. If that's how he really thinks, you know, and he has my blessing. And if he's married a girl because he loves her and she happens to be white, that doesn't bother me, man. But with some of these dudes, man, I don't roll with no black chicks, man. They, you know, they won't do what they told. You know, that's crazy. It's crazy. I was the only player. I was the only black player on the team for 4 years, man. And was the only one and two for 6 years. And somebody said, man, did white girls chase you all? I said, man, they made more money than we made. What they chasing me for? Hey, you know, no. I said, no. But that kind of thing happens. But most of the time, let me tell you why it happens most of the time. It's all about convenience, man. You know, them ladies, they make themselves convenient, man. You tell them pretty black girls, man, you got to do is wait your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to happen for you. Because you deserve the best.
Bobby, you care to follow that one?
Yeah. Okay. That's a tough act to follow, be
honest. And speak from the heart, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't. I think, for example, like athletes, I think when you're young, you want a certain thing. I think when you're young, sometimes you like the fast girls, the be all, the club. I mean, that's the hot thing because that's where you are in your maturity level. Now, I can't say why dudes go white or whatever, but I just think in situations like that, as the guy gets older, is like the gentleman Ricky said, you know, you go overseas, make your money, you come back. Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the mentality of most guys. Well, I'll just speak on me. It's about progression. You have to progress. And if a person still, and not necessarily race, because race doesn't even matter. It's more about where you are in your life, mentally and maturity-wise. And if
right.
You're not at that level of where that guy is, you can't disrespect or just say, oh, man, he just traded. No, it's just the fact, like one of my favorite rappers says it best, it's all about progression. That's Jay-Z. It's all about progression. My thing is, if a person's not going to add value to your life, why are they there?
Right.
Amen.
Why?
Well, here's a guy. There's a guy in New York, and I'm not going to call him names. This guy's a fabulous athlete, man. And, you know, he knows how to dress. He's sharp, you know. And just wanted to go out. And he gets to the front door, and he remembers he forgot something. Now, what do you think he went back to get?
I don't know.
Make an educated guess.
What he forgot to get? He forgot to bring his lady.
No, he forgot to bring his gun.
Wow.
And you know it's true because, of, you know, it made And on top of that, if it wasn't for bad luck, this boy wouldn't have no luck at all, man. I mean, he shoots himself with his own gun.
Wow.
And he's in a state, man, they got the toughest gun laws in the whole United States, man. This guy shoots himself with his own gun and ends up going to jail.
Yeah. Man, we've seen that happen before, haven't we?
Well, yeah, you know. All I'm saying is, let me tell you something, as an athlete I love, man. I love this kid, man. But he's as much as I love him, I worry about him. Michael Vick. I got a lot of love with Michael Vick, man. But somebody needs to tell him to stay away from them damn nightclubs.
Okay. Well, let's keep the phones open, gentlemen, if you don't mind. We have a caller from Houston, Texas. 682 area code. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Maybe they're a little shy because they're in the presence of greatness right now.
Oh,
hello?
No And we were doing all right now until you started laying that thing.
That's okay. My Houston caller will come back to you. Let's go to, you mentioned Baltimore earlier, Mr. Lloyd. We have a caller from Baltimore that's on the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
And I believe this is a fantastic Nika Watson, ladies and gentlemen. She comes with it each and every week. Nika, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, are you enjoying the show tonight?
I am. I especially enjoyed where Mr. Lloyd said you got to play each game like your last game. I love that. I'm kind of thinking I might like mix that up a little bit and use that for myself and think of you got to work each day like it's your last day, and maybe I'll get more accomplished. How about that?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. But I did have a question, and it's kind of, I guess I want your take on it, how it was, you know, when you played and, you know, how you view it now. As far as it goes with athletes, I think one of the big things is for women today to date a baller. And they're actually, I guess, aggressive. They, you know, put themselves in positions to be able to meet these people. I mean, it's, you know, hundreds, thousands of women that might be trying to get to this one person. And how is it as far as, you know, dating? How do you, or did you weed through these women? You know, how do you determine, like, if this woman is really for you or if this woman is really for, you know, who you are? Does that make feel some kind of way, you know what I'm saying? Does it mess with your self-esteem? I mean, how does that work? How do you feel about that?
Well, let me say this to you. When I was playing, you know, it's, you know, high shoes were in style. I played a long time ago. There were no black, what do you call them ladies hanging around the
groupies?
There were no black groupies.
Wow.
Now, I mean, look, trust me when I tell you this. You know, now, maybe the girls were different then, and you know, I don't know. But I'm telling you, you know, the only girls that were in, black girls in the stands was invited by a player. And one with two players, one on the other team and one on my team. So there'd be two black girls in the whole arena, and you knew who they were dating. But it's now it's delicate. I mean, I sat with a kid. This kid was 3 years ago. This kid was 18 years old from some little town in Mississippi, and he was drafted. He was the sixth player picked by the Pacers. And I sat there with this kid at the lunch table with him, you know. And we just talked. I said, now I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to listen to him. And I'm going to advise him because this boy needs some help. And I told him, I said, man, let me tell you something, boy. I said, you are not ready for what's out there. Now, I don't care how much testosterone is flowing and how mature you think you are because you got a lot of money. But you're not ready, man. I said, look, man, they're going to eat you alive out there, man. So what you need to do, your whole first season, after every game, night game, I mean, on the road and at home, after every game, man, you need to take your butt home and go to bed and watch some television. Because they're going to eat you alive out there, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bobby, you have a comment on that one?
Oh, man.
We keep it real tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is the online happy hour.
Right.
I had a feeling Bobby's response was going to be just that.
Wow.
Wow. Well, here's the thing with that. How do you determine what a person's motive is? That's the question, essentially, right?
I mean, pretty much because, you know, you see shows like, what was it, NBA Wives and I Married a Baller, and that's kind of like – believe it or not, I feel as if that's something that society is kind of pumping into you. Like, I call it this bling-bling era where that, you know, being with that type of man or a man of stature or in the public eye is a catch for women. Like, that you know, makes you a credible person to be able to date, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. So being that that is, you know, what it is today, like, how do y'all, you know, weed that out? Like, really, how do you determine that? Like, is it a certain place? Women,
okay,
you know.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll sit back.
Well, you know what I'm saying is, I know I'm old fashioned because I'm old, so you got to understand that now. You know, all you got to do is when you're out there and you're messing around, just ask yourself. When my mother approved of this, and they're in on a lot of occasions, man. That's your answer. You know, it's, you know, you don't, like when I said, don't embarrass his family. Yeah, it's hard. It's really, really hard, boy. And it's hard on the ladies, and it's hard on the men. You know, like, you hear stories, man, where guys in their hotels and ladies go up and knock on the door, and he opens the door, and she's got a fur coat on with nothing under it. Man, it's crazy. You know, and the one thing, man, that always got me over, I'm not talking about getting over on a girl. I'm talking about getting over on a situation. You know, it's respect.
Right.
Respect, man. I'm telling you, it was always in style. I'm telling you, man. If a young lady, the way I try to do it, if she showed me that I didn't have to respect her, I'm out of here. I'm cool, man. You know, I mean, that kind of a situation is a waste of time for me.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, hold on. We have another caller. Calling out of Dallas, Texas, that has a question for the board. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
And ladies, money. Hello. I had a question. From your perspective, do you think that it's better for an NBA, well, not necessarily an NBA player, but any type of professional athlete to be married to help them deal with the pressures of being in the NBA, or do you think it's better for them to be single so they can, I guess, enjoy the distractions without all of the other obligations tied to being married and with the family?
Well, it depends on how mature his wife is, how mature he is, you know. But young kids coming into the league today, I think they don't need to be married because they don't, you know, you can't, you know, when you're on the road, I mean, guys, it's hard being married because there are ladies that at every stop that you make, they don't care about you being married. I mean, you've seen TV shows where the lady said, "But I'm married." You say, "Well, so?" Like, you don't know.
Right.
So that's disrespect.
Right.
And any time, let me tell you something, young lady. How old are you?
29.
If you dating a dude and he doesn't respect you, it's hat getting time. Enough quiet in here.
Oh, could you repeat that? I didn't hear the last sentence.
I'd say that any time that you believe that you're not being respected, it's hat getting time.
Oh yeah, it's time to leave. You're right.
Bobby, could chime in on that?
Yes, sir. Well, like Ms. Lloyd said, it's about maturity. I think that just because you have a wedding ring does not mean you're going to be loyal in that relationship. I know guys that actually are not married that are loyal and actually have lived the overseas life. But when they decided to do that, I think their maturity levels on both ends was ready to go ahead and commit and to actually have a fruitful and productive relationship. And I think just to kind of comment on the previous young lady was speaking on, how do you tell what a person's value? You first of all have to know yourself. And once you know yourself, you'll know exactly what you want. And I'm a spiritual person, and you have to have discernment to know what a person's intentions is. And actually, like my mama told me, she told me this simple thing. She said, okay, if it doesn't come out in the washer, it'll come out in the dryer. So take its time, and you'll see what they're really about.
I got to use that one, boy. Your mama's smart, boy.
So, I mean, and I think what we lose today is, I think we lose the thing about friendship. Not like, oh, that's my friend, but the friendship portion of it. And I think me personally, once you have a friend for a while and you are actually friend, platonic friends, and then y'all go a little further, I think you enrich the relationships and also it's more productive. And you're, to be honest with you, you're not likely to cheat because, man, that's my friend right there. Now, that's saying you won't. I'm just being real. But the fact of the matter is, like, okay, I got to respect this person. And you may sometimes make a better decision based on that relationship that where it's the basis, the foundation is.
And can I share this with this group? I got something I want to share with the whole group. You know, for about 5 or 6 years, I was a civilian deputy chief in the Detroit Police Department. And you learn a lot, man. You learn about don't stand around the crime scene because they're going to take your picture. But my mother had a saying. And the last time I said that the NBA rookie thing, I forgot to say it, and I got chastised. But my mother used to tell me, a smart woman, boy, very smart woman. She would say to me, you know, you and Oliver Ellis were over there doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that. So I said, well, I was there, but I wasn't doing anything.
Right.
Now we know what that meant. But let me tell you how she addressed that. She says, look, if you ain't in the picture, you can't get framed.
Right on.
Wow.
That's real tough. Hold that thought, Mr. Lloyd. We want to just keep the phone lines open because we got people who want to chime in. We had our Houston caller that called in earlier. Let's try to bring them on the line. And we're just going to move pretty fast because we got some more callers that want to chime in. Well, I don't know if it's Houston, your phone, your area code is 682?
Oh, that's me. That's Dallas.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Dallas?
Pretty good, Doc. Who's calling in tonight?
This is Bobby Lloyd out of Dallas, Texas.
Bobby Lloyd?
Bobby Lloyd.
Hey, what's Mr. going
Lloyd,
on, Bobby?
You
have a question for our panelists?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm wonderful, man. And this whole conversation is blessing me so nasty right now, y'all. It's wonderful to hear y'all talking right now.
That's real deal. Appreciate it.
Now, my question I have for the panel, it's kind of a little bit off track what you guys have been talking about already, but I hope y'all go back there. Now, is there a difference? We're talking about everything. Now, in sports, Mr. Lloyd, back when you was playing, do you see a difference between, I guess, the skill level, the pace of the sport, everything now, compared to what it was back then?
No question, man. When I was playing back in the day, right, you know, big guys were not as fleet of foot as these guys, man. I mean, you look at guys 7-footers, man, shooting 3-pointers on the run and just doing spectacular things.
Right on.
Right.
I'm with that. Hey, he does bring up a valid point. Let's keep the party going. And we got callers with the 903 area codes and the 214s. Let's keep the party going on in Dallas, Texas. Caller, phone number ending in 5638. You're on the line?
Yes.
Talk to us. Who is this?
This is Brock Hunter.
This is who?
Brock Hunter from Garland, Texas.
Okay. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing pretty good, man. Say hello to Mr. Earl Lloyd, Mr. Bobby Hill.
Yeah, Bobby Hill, that's my trainer.
That's my client.
That's the trainer.
Cool, man. That's real cool.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you calling in. You got a question for him? Or us?
Yes, I do. For the old time player? I like to say, like, is the game more, like, advanced? Do you think it's more advanced now than it was back then?
Well, it's definitely more advanced. You know, your players, their skill levels are advanced. And that's not a put down for anybody. But man, when you see guys like Kevin Garnett, you know, I mean, he steps outside and shooting threes and dunking them backwards, he's not the exception. Yeah, it's much more than just him. You know, that play that way, man. When you see kids walking off a college campus as freshmen and going in and running a team from the point guard position, that's amazing, man. It's utterly amazing. But it's all about skill.
Okay. Real talk, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279. You're on the online happy hour. We have a caller with a 903 area code. Your phone number ends in 0347. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. My name is Ray Hill, Tyler, Texas. I had a question. You know, frequently you hear these sportscasters say, Michael Jordan's the greatest player to ever play. Dr. J is the greatest player to ever play. LeBron James. How do you view that type of subjective idea in basketball? Does that mess with the chemistry of the team, or does it do anything for basketball at all?
I don't get involved in that kind of stuff, but because and we talked about this early on, you can't compare apples and oranges. Explain to me how you could compare Michael Jordan with Will Chamberlain. If you can explain it to me, I'll submit to you. I don't know how you can do it. I mean, one guy's 6'6", and one guy's 7'6", almost. I mean, how do you? I mean, he's not 7'6", but I mean, he's a big guy. But how do you compare them? I don't know how, you know. And I've been asked that question many times, but you know, I defy myself to answer it. I mean, it's, you know, you talk about who's the best point guard that ever played, and you got Magic Johnson 6'9", man. He's right up there leading the baton.
Okay. Well, let's keep the phone lines going, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic questions from our calls tonight. Let's keep it in these texts. Caller ending in 0347.
Yes, he answered my question. I agree with him because you get so many ideas about who the greatest player is, but they're all great. They're all great. I really don't think the sportscasters should get involved in this business. Putting all the accolades on somebody.
Let me tell you what, it's all about the Benjamins.
You're right about that. Hey, in any way, shape, form, or facet. But, I mean, even looking at when you talk about the Benjamins, you know, we're sitting here looking at the numbers and we're looking at, it seems nowadays when players made less money, you know, they were more respected. As now, when they have more money, it's like, well, they just expect them to fall, expect them to go off, and expect them to be caught up in some kind of court scandal, some kind of DUI incident on SportsCenter, you know, something crazy like that. The more money that they make, we're just expecting them to fall down.
Let me touch on that. See, I think, and that's actually my appreciated thoughts. I actually think that. It does. It deteriorates because I think once you had, if you look at Kobe Bryant's career when he was younger, he had the I mentality. Be honest. Let's just put it out there and be real. Because they was like, oh, he's the next Michael Jordan. He's this, that, and the other. But actually, when the light shined on him to be individual, his team really didn't shine. You remember when he had the four Hall of Famers, Malone, he had a GP, he had Shaq and himself.
But you look at it like that, and it was like the highlight show, which is good. But I think he's better, and if you notice, when he had his interview, he acknowledged his team. And I think once you get that team concept, nobody can be the team. And when you have
right.
that cohesiveness, that's a totally different thing. I think nowadays, and I think somebody actually asked me about LeBron. I think LeBron made a good decision because that shows that, hey, we're superstars, but this team is first.
Wow. Hey, that's volumes, man. I like that. Hold that. I want to come back to what you said, Bobby. I want to address the people that are on the line. I have a caller in Dallas, Texas. What can we say? It's Big Ray on the line.
How y'all doing? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I got a question for Mr. Lloyd. Mr. Lloyd, I'm tuning in late, but tell me, how can we get your book? Tell us about your book, because it seems to be sold out in certain areas.
I hope so. Well, first of all, let me give you the name of the book.
Please do.
Name of the book is The Moon Fixer.
Mm.
But I said, well, what is The Moon Fixer? It sounds like somebody who tries to fix the moon. But I'll get to that at the end of this. The name of the book is The Moon Fixer. And it's the basketball journey for Earl Lloyd. The first African-American played the NBA basketball game. But this, as you delve through this book, you're going to see that this is not really a basketball book as such. This is a life book, you know, and how you maneuver hurdles. And they're going to be there. They might not be as demonstrative as it was for me, but there's going to be some hurdles.
Right. And we know that your book is available on Amazon.com.
Right.
Okay. For our callers who are on tonight and for those who are a part of the community that we have, howwasyourweekend.com, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to address that. We will have a contest. I'll be naming the contest here pretty soon, but the winner of that contest, we're going to go ahead and get a book for them. And then we're going to go ahead and purchase that book for the winner of that contest. If you want to go ahead and create your profile on the website, then join the community, ladies and gentlemen. HowWasYourWeekend.com was with a Z. You can hear the podcast if you missed any of the previous minutes on the show with Mr. Earl Lloyd and Mr. Bobby Hill, just chiming in talking about shadows off the court then and now, speaking real talk. And maybe if you want to catch any of our previous episodes, you can do that as well. But go ahead and create your profile. We'll be naming a contest coming up soon, and the winner of that will receive a book. And the online happy hour is going to go ahead and pay for that. We mentioned Mr. Lloyd has a book out. And, Bobby, what kind of things you have going on with your life now?
Right now, man, we actually should be signing a couple of our clients to scholarships. That's what we do. Right now, we training them. We actually getting them prepped for the college season right now, man. That's the main thing we're doing right now, is actually mentoring, not only that, but getting a skill level and pulling what they have in them out of them so they can actually show it to people.
Okay. Now, is that where are you based out of? Is this nationwide?
No, man, we're in Dallas, Texas. We're in Dallas, Texas. Dallas.
You're here in Dallas?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, on the website, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, if you go to the page, you will see the link that will get you to the site to understand more about what Bobby has going on here in Dallas and learn more about how he's helping children to understand the fundamentals in the game of basketball. And, you know, we're all about giving back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be giving back with the fantastic book, The Moon Fixer. And we're also going to be giving back by letting you understand more about what Bobby has going on. So this has been one of the greatest hours that I can remember here with the show. And I'm very privileged to speak to both of you gentlemen at this time. One of the other questions that has come to mind is, you know, as far as about the modern athlete, how they may be viewed as far as like the Dennis Rodman or the what happened recently with Gilbert Arenas, you know, carrying handguns
in the locker room and being suspended. I mean, what does that really say about maybe that character of a person or the image that's actually being put out for black athletes? I mean, things like this don't happen to white athletes, or we just don't hear about it.
I think it's a combination of both. I think that, like, when Ben Roethlisberger got into trouble, not just – I'm just talking about athletes at this point. When Ben got in trouble, not one time, but more than one time. And I just think that, you know, it just speaks on athletes that you're under a microscope. And
right.
I know when coaches like Mr. Lloyd has actually came up and played a game, that really wasn't publicized like it is now. And I think, in a sense, it is, you know, unfair because I'm like, you know, if we're gonna, it's one sided. Okay, he's doing this negativity, but most of the athletes, professional athletes, also give back to the community at overwhelming rates. You know, you look at their foundations that give back to the community, they give food on Thanksgiving, that actually, you know, give back and actually has a heart to give back, and you really don't see that on ESPN, no disrespect to ESPN, but I'm just putting it out there. It's like if you're going to do on one end, make sure you put that out there as well. Because, you know, I think a lot of times, oh, there's another one, our athletes, da-da-da-da. But also speak about the positive in their life that they actually give back to the communities as well.
Very well said.
I agree with that. I agree. And you see it more often than not. I mean, SportsCenter is one advocate where it's and to me, I mean, I'm just sharing an opinion. You know, they seem to emphasize the negative more than the positive. It's become more of, you know, look what he did as opposed to look how great this person has become.
Now, I got a question for you. What was the statement my mother made?
About being framed?
Yeah. If you ain't in the picture, you don't have to worry about being overexposed and all that, you know. You know, it was very easy for me to do my NBA career because I was one of the few open books in the whole league. I mean, you know, 5 out of my 10 years, you know, I was the only black player in all this. So, you know, and nobody told me that the weight of the world's on your shoulders, you can't fight back, you know. And that's why in this book, or if you've ever heard me interview, when people compare me to Jackie Robinson, I take very polite umbrage to that because we do him a disservice, man. Because, you know, I mean, this guy integrated the whole world.
Right.
I mean, you know, I help integrate basketball. But, you know, I mean, here's a guy. I mean, man, this man, the arena he played in, man, where he couldn't fight back, he couldn't hit back. And this guy, man, he had fire in his belly. One of the most fabulous athletes I've ever seen, and well, he's my hero, man. He's one of my heroes. Jackie Robinson and Joe Louis, man. Somebody said why? I said Jackie showed what you can do under stress.
Mm.
Joe fought our battles for us. I mean, we couldn't beat up on white people in 1939. But Joe was knocking them out left and right, man.
Wow. That's something else. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you get the real here. We're speaking to an NBA legend and an international phenom, Mr. Earl Lloyd and Mr. Bobby Hill. Each week we keep it real. Now, you may get a perspective, but you'll never get it quite like this because we just keep the party going. And I've been just thoroughly enjoying myself. Nico, are you still there? She may have stepped out the room for just a moment on her end. But, you know, gentlemen, what is your perspective on NBA players today? I mean, is there something, any kind of insight that you may want to give or say to the current players like the LeBron James or the Kobe Bryants or any of the young men that are aspiring to become, you know, NBA professional players themselves? You know, what advice or what information would you want to give to them? Or even somebody who's looking to stand out and do their own thing?
Well, you know, the one thing about any kind of career where you can be under a microscope, you got to be honest with yourself, man. I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys who when they value themselves, they over-evaluate. So that doesn't help you, because if you know you're not ready, man, you got to go out and get ready. When you see these kids like, what's that kid from Chicago, Derrick Rose? He's a man child. You know, that boy can truly play, man. You know, and he's 1 year. This guy, of course, now he's 2 years removed from Memphis University. But these kids, all I can say is, man, they are phenomenal. And I enjoy watching them, man. And it is, you know, I like to watch them on TV because they do so many things so quick that if you sit in the arena, you missed it.
Right.
So when you're sitting at home, and all the great plays, what they do with it, they slow it down for you. And
mm-hmm.
You can see it, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I tell you, I feel blessed, man. I came through an era, and I've seen it all, man. As this league evolving, you know, they got some people, man. And I'm being redundant, man, but they can flat out play.
Okay, that's what's up, Bobby. Your comment on that? I mean, what information would you provide?
Man, I gave my website. No.
No, I mean, real talk. I mean, is that just like a positive word or?
I think just stay focused, man. I always say, man, you need to keep God first, and you need to stay focused and keep working hard. Never get satisfied. Like I stated, it's all about progression at every level. I still work hard like it was my first day out of college. You have to.
Where'd you go to college, Bobby?
I went to Tyler Junior College for 2 years, and I went to Austin Peay State University in Tennessee.
Oh, you're a Tennessee boy. That's why I live in Tennessee, man.
Oh, okay.
Right outside of Knoxville. So if you ever get this way, you know, I'm in the phone directory.
Wow.
You know, it's funny how people, when they're talking to guys that they think have accomplished something, and they'll come to us and say, man, I couldn't find you. And I said, did you look in the telephone directory? No, I didn't. I said, man, I'm not. What do you think I'm in the witness protection program or something? That's what the telephone director's for, so folks can find you, man.
Real talk.
Well,
Nico, are you there?
I have to say,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead, finish that.
I was going to say, Mr. Lord, I might take you up in that offer next week. I do plan on being next week, and I plan on being in the Tennessee area, so. Hopefully, I can experience hook up with you or something.
Shout out for me, man.
Okay.
I live in Crossville, Tennessee. I'm in the telephone book.
You live where?
I said Crossville.
Okay, got you. Okay, good.
Crossville is between Knoxville and Nashville.
Got you.
So it's easy to find. You're right on I-75 and I-40. So we'd be cool, man. If you come this way, just holler out, man.
I will.
Okay, though. I look forward.
Yes, sir.
That's real talk. Real talk. We build real relationships here, ladies and gentlemen. Nika, what information or what questions do you have for these gentlemen? I mean, I know this has been one of our most powerful shows.
Wow. I think everything pretty much has been covered as far as what I had to ask. I I do want to know, though, trying to keep it short, I do want to know, for the most part, you know, do you guys feel like being spiritually grounded is what, you know, keeps you sane and able to, you know, perform and do your thing every day? Because I know for me, my mindset is what keeps me going, keeps me working, but I've never had to do a job where my physical body, you know, determines how well I do. So with that being said, you know, like what are some of the things you do, I guess, to keep yourself fit and to keep yourself in the game?
Well, I tell you, at 82, I just try to get out of bed every morning.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's amazing how people look at me and they say, you know, how are you now, Earl? I said, I'm 82, man. Guy goes, 82? I said, don't knock it. You know, that's a major accomplishment these days, man. You make it to 82.
I'm telling you.
Oh,
well. I'm only making it to 32.
Is her name Nika?
Yeah.
Nita or Nika?
It's Nika.
Now, see, now, you're a young lady, but you might just be a cut above the folks who want to be with ballers. So you got to set some kind of example for these young ladies now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Mine is someone equally yoked, no matter what his profession, and somebody that can, you know, equally align with the goals and the, you know, what my life is passed out to be for God's design. So it's not necessarily him doing this and him doing that, but just us, I guess, being able to accept each other equally. And I know I preach that kind of every week, just kind of take your time and just chill and find that right person that works with you and all that extra stuff it is just
well,
extra.
The only advice I have for you is if you can't be cool, be extremely careful.
What a food for thought.
Very much so. And I know a lot of people that can get very full on that food for thought, too. That can enjoy a very good helping of that. That's something I know I'm going to be sharing to some friends of mine. You know, Mr. Lloyd, Mr. Bobby Hill, I encourage you to take a look at Nika's blog. Her information, man, she speaks from heart. And I think very often she'll put a blog out. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some information about this show, as well as the experience that most of us have had tonight on the online happy hour, speaking with you gentlemen and learning about, you know, the perception and the image and some of the things that happen to and for the NBA players and professional basketball players as a whole. So I have been thoroughly enlightened. You all have entertained me, and this has just been an eye-opening show for me, as well as some of the callers who called in. So I really appreciate your time and your hours, gentlemen.
No problem.
I appreciate that.
Please feel free to, you know, to chime in and call back on any other show or any other topic. But, you know, this has just been a wonderful show. I want to wrap the show up tonight as we're about to close out in the hour, saying that, you know, regardless of what your profession is, whether you aspire to be a professional athlete, you know, whether you aspire to be someone in corporate America, excuse me, or whether you even aspire just to do your own thing and working with your own company, so to speak. You know, take some of the tools and some of the nuggets that you learn from these gentlemen and apply that to your own life. And, you know, just let this just be just a small nugget that's going to be an encouragement. Maybe you heard something that's just really going to motivate you to take this to the next level, or maybe you just heard something that's going to maybe help someone else. But in anything that we do or anything that we say, we speak the truth and we speak the real. And we just thank each and every one of you for listening tonight. As I wrapped up the show, I want to thank the panel for their insight. Mr. Earl Lloyd, Mr. Bobby Hill, as always, and Ricky Williams as well. I just want to thank some of the fantastic folks who called in and also those who were in the blog room talking to us and chatting as well. You all really make this show what it is, and we definitely encourage you to come back and listen each and every Wednesday night. If you had a good time tonight and you got some good information out of this show, maybe a good laugh
or maybe just good information, just, you know, do us a favor. You know, tell two or three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back, and we're going to speak to the relationship issue. And I encourage the men to chime in and speak. Now, we've done a show once before that was called, you know, the top 10 signs that he is not into you, where the men had a chance to voice their opinion. Well, next week, we're going to change it up a little bit. We were going to talk about the finances, but I think it's more important right now to just open up and let men share and voice their opinion. The problem with women is, men, I need you to come and talk to us and let us know what's going on with that relationship. Is there something that she isn't doing, something that she isn't doing, something that's working your nerves, or something that's just, you just about had it. And if she could only understand that one thing, maybe things would be a little bit better. The problem with women is. So, ladies, get prepared to come into the blog room and the blog room only. Yeah, we are preparing you to just listen, learn, and log into the show. So give us your signs, give us your thoughts, and be prepared. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. Ricky Williams is here. Nika Watkins is here. Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Thank you, Mr. Hill. Good night to my family. Go Mob to my frat. And we gone.